JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
This week is Fire Safety Awareness Week. And later, our Heritage Month Did You Know feature and a child care tip. Welcome to Roundabout JA. The Jamaica Fire Brigade, JFB, is observing Fire Safety Awareness Week from October 25 to 30 under the theme, Learn Not to Burn. Fire has environmental concerns. Public Relations Officer with the JFB, Acting Senior Deputy Superintendent Emilio Banks, explains this year's theme.
The theme really came out of the myriad of fires, you know, we've been having all over the place in the past 12 months. So it's coming out of these fires that we decided that we're going to go for an environmental theme. And really what we're trying to do is to educate persons as to why they should not burn and to take it a little bit further to educate persons as to the alternatives to burn.
Some communities of concern were chosen and walkthroughs were conducted. These included Mavis Bank, Irishtown, Lawrence Tavern in St. Andrew, and more recently, Southern St. Elizabeth. Activities began with a national church service at the Mandeville Church of God of Prophecy on Sunday. Environmental expos were held island-wide on Monday. And on October 28, there will be a special open day at Bargain Village in Maypen, Clarendon, where everything the fire brigade does will be on display.
Firefighting and emergency medical services, rescues, we'll be carrying out ladder drills, we'll be doing foot drills, we'll be having a band and march display.
The week culminates with a closing ceremony at St. William Grant Park, downtown Kingston, this Friday, October 30. So be sure to make a stop if you can. The JFB is collaborating with several environmental agencies and stakeholders, including the Forestry Department, National Environment and Planning Agency, National Solid Waste Management Authority, the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, and the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management. Mr. Banks says that the JFB anticipates that this week will broaden the nation's perspective on fire safety awareness, thereby reducing the incidences of deaths and injuries. Visit any fire station near you for more information and take advantage of the fire safety and prevention knowledge being offered.
Please go into the stations. Please go and get the information. The information you get might very well be saving your life or a loved one's life.
Hey, this country wants to save money, dog. Well, one good way is to save energy. So no more talk. Time for action, time for energy conservation.
Government through the public sector taking the lead.
Them are energy saving champion.
And if all of we play for we part, then the plan must succeed.
I want to know that.
First goal of Vision 2030, which aims to have Jamaicans empowered to reach their fullest potential, includes the marginalized among us. We ought to be our brother's keeper. Only together can we make Jamaica better. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more. Time now for Heritage Month Did You Know feature. Did you know? The Blue Mountain Peak Trail takes a hiker to the highest point in Jamaica and the sixth highest in the Caribbean. The peak is 7,402 feet high and is located on the Grand Ridge of the Blue Mountains within the National Park. The trail to get there was originally cut out by the Windward Maroons. Here now is a child care tip.
I believe the children are our future.
Whenever your child has health, learning, or behavior problems, get help from a family doctor, a clinic nurse, a teacher, or a family counselor as early as possible. That reminder was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good, walk right, and learn not to burn.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.